If you want to watch NORAD, they're tracking Santa. Just a quick couple announcements before we get started. One is, if you are interested, I believe on a back table right on that wall there, there are a number of different plans for reading through the Bible in a year. You can look at those and take your pick. And then secondly, later on in the service, we are going to have a Christmas Eve offering, which we did last year. And that offering, everything we take in tonight, will go toward George Harrison, who works, one of our missionaries we support in South Sudan. They are building schools, or a school, I should say, for the kids there. So if you want to be a part of that, that would be much appreciated. And another small part of that offering tonight will go to our local food bank as they expand their facilities right here in Cedar Edge. And with that, we want to welcome Wayne and Jan Frame. They are going to lead us in our final Advent reading.
Emmanuel, God with us, a promise kept, a child. By definition, a baby is dependent on adults for everything. Food, shelter, protection, and love. A baby isn't able to use logic and reason. It needs constant attention.
The baby Jesus, this child created the world. This child existed before anything or anyone. This child was God. Imagine he's the creator of the world, and suddenly he feels cold and hungry. This child was a king in a dirty stable wrapped in rags, but a king with a plan.
This child would bring hope, not just a wish, but the confidence that God would defeat Satan, that good would win over evil.
This child would bring peace, even in the midst of great suffering and trials, a peace that assures his followers that he is in control, even when it feels like nobody is.
This child would bring love, a love that would never be taken away, a love that is beyond our understanding.
And this child would bring joy. He would deliver us.
If you would stand and join us.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
You may be seated. And now we're going to have our first dramatic reading.
Our first reading will be about his birth.
Therefore,
the Lord himself
will give you a sign.
The virgin
will be with child
and will give birth
to a son
and will call him
Emmanuel.
In the sixth month,
God sent the angel Gabriel
to Nazareth,
a town in Galilee,
to a virgin pledged
to be married to a man
named Joseph,
a descendant of David.
The virgin's name was Mary.
The angel went to her
and said,
"Greetings.
You are highly favored.
The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled
at his words
and wondered
what kind of greeting
this might be.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid,
Mary.
You have found favor
with God.
You will be with child
and give birth to a son.
And you are
to give him the name
Jesus.
He will be great
and will be called
the Son of the Most High.
The Lord God
will give him
the throne of his father
David.
And he will reign over the house of Jacob
forever.
His kingdom
will never die."
"How will this be?"
Mary asked the angel.
"Since I am a virgin,"
the angel answered,
"the Holy Spirit
will come upon you,
and the power of the Most High
will overshadow you.
So the Holy One to be born
will be called
the Son of God.
Even Elizabeth, your relative,
is going to have a child
in her old age.
And she,
who was said to be barren,
is in her sixth month.
For nothing
is impossible
with God."
"I am the Lord's servant,"
Mary answered.
"May it be to me
as you have said."
Then the angel left her.
In those days,
Caesar Augustus issued a decree
that a census should be taken
of the entire Roman world.
And everyone went
to his own town
to register.
So Joseph also
went up from the town
of Nazareth in Galilee
to Judea, to Bethlehem,
the town of David,
because he belonged
to the house
and line of David.
But you,
Bethlehem Ephrathah,
though you are small
among the clans of Judah,
out of you
will come
for me
one
who will be ruler
over Israel,
whose origins are
from of old,
from ancient times.
He went there
to register with Mary,
who was pledged
to be married to him
and was expecting a child.
While they were there,
the time came
for the baby to be born,
and she gave birth
to her firstborn,
a son.
A shoot will come up
from the stump of Jesse.
From his roots,
a branch will bear fruit.
For to us
a child is born,
to us a son is given,
and the government
will be on his shoulders,
and he will be called
Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Of the increase
of his government and peace
there will be no end.
He will reign
on David's throne
and over his kingdom,
establishing and upholding it,
and with justice and righteousness
from that time on
and forever.
The zeal
of the Lord Almighty
will accomplish this."
She wrapped him
in cloths
and placed him
in a manger,
because there was no room
for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds
living out in the fields
nearby,
keeping watch
over their flocks.
At night,
an angel
of the Lord
appeared to them,
and the glory of the Lord
shone around them,
and they were terrified.
But the angel
said to them,
"Do not be afraid.
I bring you good news
of great joy
that will be
for all the people.
Today,
in the town of David,
a Savior
has been born to you.
He is Christ,
the Lord.
The people walking in darkness
have seen a great light.
On those living
in the land
of the shadow of death,
a light has dawned.
This will be a sign
to you.
You will find
a baby
wrapped in cloths
and lying in a manger."
Suddenly,
a great company,
host of the heavenly,
appeared with the angel,
praising God and saying,
"Glory to God
in the highest,
and on earth
peace to men
on whom his favor rests.
How beautiful on the mountains
are the feet of those
who bring good news,
who proclaim peace,
who bring good tidings,
who proclaim salvation,
who say to Zion,
Your God reigns.
Listen,
your watchmen
lift up their voices.
Together they shout
for joy.
When the Lord returns
to Zion,
they will see it
with their own eyes.
Burst
into songs of joy.
Together, you ruins
of Jerusalem, for the Lord
has comforted
his people.
He has redeemed Jerusalem.
The Lord
will lay bare
his holy arm
in the sight
of all the nations,
and all the ends
of the earth
will see
the salvation
of our God.
When the angels
had left them
and gone into heaven,
the shepherds said
to one another,
"Let's go
to Bethlehem
and see this thing
that has happened,
which the Lord
has told us about.
Arise,
shine.
On your light
has come,
and the glory
of the Lord
rises upon you.
See, darkness
covers the earth,
and thick darkness
is over the peoples.
But the Lord
rises among you,
and his glory appears
over you."
So they hurried off
and found Mary
and Joseph
and the baby
who was lying
in the manger.
When they had seen him,
they spread the word
concerning what had
been told them about this child.
And all who heard it
were amazed
at what the shepherds
said to them.
But Mary
treasured up
all these things
and pondered them
in her heart.
The shepherds returned,
glorifying and praising
God
for all things
they had heard
and seen,
which were just as
they had been told.
Nations will come
to your light,
and kings
to the brightness
of your dawn.
Be with
Our second reading will be about who is this Jesus?
I am the Alpha.
And the Omega, says the Lord God.
If anyone sins,
we have an advocate
with the Father,
Jesus Christ.
I am
the Almighty.
To the angel
of the church in Laodicea write,
the Amen.
Therefore, holy brothers,
partakers of the heavenly calling,
consider Jesus,
the apostle,
Jesus,
the author
of faith,
the beginning
of the creation of God,
the beginning
and the end.
I am
the breath of life.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel
to give you this testimony.
I am the bright morning star,
the sun,
in the brightness of God's glory,
the chief shepherd.
See, I lay a stone
in Zion,
a chosen
and precious cornerstone.
But what about you, he asked.
Who do you say I am?
Peter answered,
the Christ of God.
Christ Jesus, our Lord,
who has given me strength.
Today in the town of David, born to you,
is Christ the Lord.
To those whom God has called,
Christ, the power of God.
He began to preach that
Jesus is
the Son of God,
and he will be called
Counselor.
The Deliverer
will come from Zion.
Jesus said again,
I tell you the truth.
I am the door for the sheep.
The virgin will be with child
and will give birth
to a son
and will call him
Emmanuel.
We are in him.
Who is true?
Even his son, Jesus Christ.
He is
eternal life.
And he will be called
Everlasting Father.
I saw
before me a white horse
whose rider was called
Faithful and True.
Grace and peace to you
from Jesus Christ,
who is
the faithful witness.
He placed his right hand on me
and said,
do not be afraid.
I am the first
and the last.
The Son of Man came.
And they say,
here is
a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
In the beginning,
the Word was God.
Christ,
who is God over all,
forever praised.
The Lord Almighty
is his name.
He is called
the God of all the earth.
Christ is
the head of the church.
Therefore,
since we have a great high priest,
Jesus, the Son of God,
I know who you are,
the Holy One of God.
For I myself will help you,
declares the Lord,
the Holy One of Israel,
Christ Jesus,
our hope.
Jesus answered,
before Abraham was born,
I am.
She will give birth
to a son,
and you are to give him the name
Jesus.
Through Jesus Christ,
our Savior,
he commanded us to preach
that he is the one
whom God appointed
as judge.
Say to the daughter of Zion,
see, your king
comes to you.
Then Nathanael declared,
Rabbi,
you are the Son of God.
You are
the King of Israel.
Where is the one
who has been born
King of the Jews?
Just and true
are your ways,
King of ages.
The Lamb will overcome them,
because he is the Lord of lords
and King of kings.
Lift up your heads,
that the King of glory
may come in.
Salvation belongs
to our God,
who sits on the throne,
and to the Lamb.
For the Lamb
at the center of the throne
will be their shepherd.
Behold,
the Lamb of God,
who takes away the sin
of the world.
I am
the life.
No one comes to the Father
except through me.
When Jesus spoke again
to the people, he said,
I am
the light of the world.
I am
the living bread
that came down from heaven.
As you come to him,
the living stone,
see,
the lion
of the tribe of Judah.
You know the message
God sent
to the people of Israel,
telling the good news of peace
through Jesus Christ,
who is Lord of all.
This is the name
by which he will be called,
the Lord our righteousness.
Great and marvelous
are your deeds,
Lord God Almighty.
Grow in the grace
and knowledge
of our Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ.
For this very reason,
Christ died and returned to life,
so that he might be
the Lord
of both the dead
and the living.
I am
the Lord,
your Holy One.
For there is one God,
and one,
and one mediator
between God and men.
The man, Christ Jesus.
The first thing Andrew did
was to find his brother Simon
and tell him,
"We have found
the Messiah,
and he will be called
Mighty God."
He went and lived
in the town of Nazareth.
So was fulfilled what was said
through the prophets,
"He will be called
a Nazarene."
I am
the offspring of David.
For Christ,
our Passover lamb,
has been sacrificed.
Christ,
the power of God.
For it is declared, "You are a priest forever."
God exalted him
to his own right hand
as Prince and Savior,
and he will be called
Prince of Peace.
This is Jesus,
the prophet of Nazareth,
the Redeemer.
We'll come to Zion.
I am
the resurrection.
He who believes in me
will live.
That rock
was Christ.
See,
the root of David
has triumphed.
I am
a rose of Sharon,
a lily of the valleys.
But you, Bethlehem,
out of you will come
for me one who will be
ruler over Israel,
and from Jesus Christ,
and the ruler
of the kings of the earth.
Today,
in the town of David,
a Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord.
We have seen and testify
that the Father
has sent the Son
to be a Savior
of the world.
Here is my servant,
whom I uphold,
my chosen one, in whom I delight.
I am
the Good Shepherd.
The Good Shepherd lays down his life
for the sheep.
Grace, mercy, and peace
from God the Father,
and from Jesus Christ,
the Father's Son.
He will be great,
and will be called
the Son of the Most High.
As Jesus went on from there,
two blind men followed him,
calling out,
"Have mercy on us,
Son of David."
The stone of builders rejected
has become
the capstone,
a stone
that causes men to stumble,
and a rock
that makes them fall.
He came to Jesus that night
and said,
"Rabbi,
we know you are a teacher.
I am
the true vine.
And my Father is the gardener.
I am
the truth.
I am
the way.
Grace and peace to you
from him
who is
and who was
and who is to come.
But to those
whom God has called,
Christ,
the wisdom of God.
And he will be called
Wonderful.
In the beginning
was the Word.
And the Word
was with God.
And the Word was God.
His name is
the Word of God.
That which was from the beginning,
which we have heard,
which we have seen with our eyes,
which we have looked at,
and our hands have touched.
This we proclaim concerning
the Word of life.
To the only God, our Savior,
be glory,
majesty,
power, and authority
through Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
before all ages,
now and forevermore.
Amen.
Join us as we sing.
Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it.
Our third and final reading is about how then should we live.
Ask,
and it will be given
to you.
Seek,
and you will find.
Knock,
and the door will be opened
to you.
For everyone who asks
receives.
He who seeks
finds.
And to him who knocks,
the door
will be opened.
Do not store up
for yourselves
treasures on earth,
where moth and rust
destroy,
and where thieves
break in
and steal.
But store up
for ourselves
treasures in heaven,
where moth and rust
do not destroy,
and where thieves
do not break in
and steal.
For where your treasure is,
there your heart
will also be.
Therefore I tell you,
do not worry
about your life,
what you will eat
or drink,
or about your body,
what you will wear.
Is not life
more important
than food,
and the body
more important
than clothes?
Look at the birds of the air.
They do not sow
or reap
or store away in barns,
and yet
your heavenly Father
feeds them.
Are you
not much more valuable
than they?
Who of you,
by worrying,
can add
a single hour
to his life?
And why
do you worry
about clothes?
See how the lilies
of the field grow?
They do not labor
or spin.
Yet I tell you
that not even Solomon
in all his splendor
was dressed like one of these.
If that is how God clothes
the grass of the field,
which is here today
and tomorrow
is thrown into the fire,
will he not much more
clothe you,
O ye of little faith?
So do not worry, saying,
what shall we eat?
Or what shall we drink?
Or what shall we wear?
For the pagans run after
all these things,
and your heavenly Father
knows that you need them.
But seek first
his kingdom
and his righteousness,
and all these things
will be given to you as well.
Therefore,
do not worry
about tomorrow,
for tomorrow will worry
about itself.
Each day has enough trouble
of its own.
As you go,
preach this message:
the kingdom of heaven
is near.
Heal the sick,
raise the dead,
cleanse those who have leprosy,
drive out demons.
Freely you have received,
freely give.
Love
your enemies,
do good to those
who hate you,
bless those
who curse you,
pray for those
who mistreat you.
If someone strikes you
on one cheek,
turn to him the other also.
Do to others
as you would have
them do to you.
If anyone
would come after me,
he must deny himself
and take up his cross daily
and follow me.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
It does not worry or envy.
It does not boast.
It is not proud.
It is not rude.
It is not self-seeking.
It is not easily angered.
It keeps no record of wrongs.
Love
does not delight in evil,
but rejoices with the truth.
It always protects,
always trusts,
always hope,
always perseveres.
Love never fails.
And now these three remain:
faith,
hope,
and love.
But the greatest of these
is love.
So I say,
live by the Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit
is love,
joy,
peace,
patience,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness,
gentleness, and self-control.
Against such things
there is no law.
I urge you
to live a life
worthy of the calling
you have received.
Be completely humble
and gentle.
Be patient,
bearing with one another in love.
Make every effort
to keep
the unity of the Spirit
through the bond of peace.
Each of you must put off falsehood
and speak truthfully
to his neighbor,
for we are all members
of one body.
In your anger,
do not sin.
Do not let the sun
go down while you are still angry.
And do not give
the devil a foothold.
Do not let any unwholesome
talk come out of your mouth,
but only
what is helpful
for building others up
according to their needs,
that it may benefit those who listen.
And do not grieve
the Holy Spirit of God,
with whom you were sealed
for the day of redemption.
Get rid of all bitterness,
rage and anger,
brawling and slander,
along with every form of malice.
Be kind and compassionate
to one another,
forgiving each other,
just as in Christ,
God forgave you.
Be imitators of God, therefore,
as dearly beloved children,
and live a life of love,
just as Christ loved you,
and gave himself up
for us as a fragrant offering,
and a sacrifice to God.
Be filled
with the Spirit.
Speak to one another
with psalms and hymns
and spiritual songs.
Sing and make music
in your heart
to the Lord,
always giving thanks
to God the Father
for everything
in the name
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Whatever happens,
conduct yourselves in a manner
worthy of the gospel of Christ.
If you have any encouragement
from being united with Christ,
if any comfort from his love,
if any fellowship with the Spirit,
if any tenderness and compassion,
then make my joy complete
by being like-minded,
having the same love,
being one in spirit and purpose.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition
or vain conceit,
but in humility
consider others better
than yourselves.
Each of you
should look not only
to your own interests,
but also to the interests of others.
Your attitude
should be the same
as that of Jesus Christ.
Rejoice
in the Lord
always.
I will say it again.
Rejoice.
Let your gentleness
be evident to all.
The Lord is near.
Do not be anxious
about anything,
but in everything,
by prayer and petition,
with thanksgiving,
present your requests to God.
So then,
just as you received
Christ Jesus as Lord,
continue to live in him,
rooted and built up in him,
strengthened in the faith
as you were taught,
and overflowing with thankfulness.
Since then,
you have been raised
with Christ.
Set your hearts
on things above,
where Christ is seated
at the right hand of God.
Set your minds
on things above,
not on earthly things.
Therefore, as God's chosen people,
holy and dearly loved,
clothe yourselves
with compassion,
kindness,
humility,
gentleness,
and patience.
Bear with each other
and forgive
whatever grievances you may have
against one another.
Forgive
as the Lord forgave you.
And over all these virtues,
put on love,
which binds them all together
in perfect unity.
Let the peace of Christ
rule in your hearts,
since as members
of one body,
you will be called to peace.
And be thankful.
Let the word of Christ
dwell in you richly
as you teach
and admonish one another
with all wisdom,
and as you sing psalms,
hymns, and spiritual songs
with gratitude in your hearts
to God.
And whatever you do,
whether in word or deed,
do it all in the name
of the Lord Jesus,
giving thanks
to God the Father
through him.
Devote yourself
to prayer,
being watchful and thankful.
Be joyful always.
Pray continually.
Give thanks
in all circumstances.
For this is God's will
for you
in Christ Jesus.
I urge you then,
first of all,
that requests, prayer,
intercessions, and thanksgiving
be made for everyone,
for kings and all those in authority,
that we may live peacefully
and quiet lives
in all godliness and holiness.
This is good
and pleases God our Savior,
who wants
all men
to be saved and to come
to a knowledge
of the truth.
Pursue righteousness,
faith,
love,
and peace.
Shout
with joy to God,
all the earth.
Sing
the glory
of his name.
Make his praise
glorious.
Say to God,
how awesome
are your deeds.
So great
is your power.
Come,
let us sing for joy
to the Lord.
Let us
shout aloud
to the rock
of our salvation.
Let us come
before him
with thanksgiving
and extol him
with music and song.
Come,
let us bow down
in worship.
Let us kneel
before the Lord,
our Maker.
For he
is our God,
and we
are the people
of his pasture,
the flock under his care.
Shout for joy
to the Lord,
all the earth.
Burst into jubilant song
with music.
Make music
to the Lord
with the harp.
With the harp
and the sound of singing,
with trumpets
and the blast
of the ram's horn.
Shout for joy.
before the Lord,
the King.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
O servants
of the Lord,
praise the name
of the Lord.
Let the name
of the Lord
be praised,
both now
and forevermore,
from the rising
of the sun
to the place where it sets.
The name of the Lord
is to be praised.
Finally,
be strong
in the Lord
and in his mighty power.
Put on
the full armor
of God
so that you can take
your stand
against the devil's schemes.
For our struggles
is not against
flesh and blood,
but against the rulers,
against the authorities,
against the powers of this dark world,
and against the spiritual forces of evil
in the heavenly realms.
Therefore,
put on
the full armor of God,
so that when the day of evil comes,
you may be able
to stand your ground.
And after you have done everything
to stand,
stand firm then,
with the belt of truth
buckled around your waist,
with the breastplate of righteousness
in place,
and with your feet
fitted with the readiness
that comes
from the gospel of peace.
In addition to all this,
take up
the faith, the shield of faith,
with which you can extinguish
all the flaming arrows
of the evil one.
Take the helmet of salvation
and the sword of the Spirit,
which is
the Word of God.
Thank you, thank you. We are now going to, if the ushers would come forward, we will take our Christmas Eve offering as we sing. This is hard. They're asking a preacher to give a short sermonette. I know, I promised. God had a plan. He had a plan to save the world. And it was a messy plan. He had a plan to send his son into the world. Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 tells us that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. God had a plan. And part of that plan was to send his son, not as a conqueror, although the day would come when he would conquer sin, death, and hell. Not as a king, although the day would come when he would reign as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God had a plan to send his son, not as a learned teacher, although the day would come when he would become the greatest teacher that ever walked the face of the earth. God had a plan, and it was to send his son as a baby, wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. A baby, why a baby? Could it be because babies are vulnerable and weak? Because babies need constant care? Could it be so that we could see in the face of Jesus us, people who are also weak and vulnerable and in need of constant care? God had a plan. God had a plan not only to send his son as a baby, but also to have him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. I've been in Israel. I've seen a sheepfold. It's not a pretty place. You know what sheepfolds have in them? Sheep. And they stink. And they're smelly and they're muddy and they have animals. And why, they have animal stuff. Manure. And it's no place for a baby, much less a king. But God had a plan, and it was a messy plan, and he sent his son to a very, very messy place, a manger. Could it be that God sent his son into the world with a messy plan to a messy place because, well, can we talk? Because sometimes we're messy people. And we live in a messed up world. If you don't believe me, just go home and turn on the news. We live in a messed up world. Could it be that God sent his son as a baby into a messed up world, lying in a manger, so that the homeless person could identify with this king? Could it be so that the poor could identify with this one who came as a child, as a baby? God had a plan. And he sent his son as a baby into a manger. And he said to the shepherds, this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. This will be a sign. But a sign for what? Could it be that it was a sign so that when those shepherds found that baby, they knew that he was like them? He was poor, lived with the animals. He was one of us. Could it be that it was a sign for us that as an example to us, Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Could it be that the sign was as an example for us so that we too could learn what it means to serve one another? God had a plan to send his son as a baby into a messy world, into a messy manger. And he gave them a sign, but the sign for what? Could it be that that sign was that Jesus was going to be our example? That we too, like the Apostle Paul said, should have this attitude among yourselves, speaking of Jesus, who, although he existed in the very form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself and became a man, taking the form of a servant. Could it be that God sent his son as a baby into a messed up world for messy people as an example for us? Could it be that this one whose birth we celebrate tonight came so that we could identify with him? Oh, not so much that he could identify with us. He created us. That wasn't the issue. The challenge was, could we see ourselves in him? Do you ever see yourself as vulnerable and weak, in need of care? The prophet Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. Do you see yourself as one who struggles in life at times? At times you feel like you've been laid in a manger and there's nothing else for you. Do you see yourself in him? God had a plan. It was a messy plan. And it was a plan to send his son so that we could have life, and life eternal. And ultimately, that's what this night is about. It's about life and life eternal. You think about that. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Father in heaven, we thank you that as we come tonight to celebrate your birth, we thank you, Father, that we can come and celebrate that you did have a plan, and it was a messy plan, and it was a plan to send your son into the world, born of a woman, born under the law, so that you might redeem those who were under the law. Father, you had a plan to send your son not into king's palaces wearing fine robes, but with the animals laying in a manger, so that you could be one of us, that we could identify with you. Father, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that we can come and celebrate his birth. But Lord, we thank you that he lived as a servant so that we could walk in his footsteps. Lord, tonight we bless you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me, please, as we close with singing Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns invest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
And now may the God of all hope fill you as you trust and believe in him, and may you abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.